We're just praying for all of the sick and the shut in. And with that said, let us go to God in prayer. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us once again and given us an opportunity to come out to the, from our house to your house. And we're so thankful for that, O Lord. We're thankful that we are among those who are in the land of the living. We're thankful for those who are sick today but are doing better. We're praying for Brother Michael Davis as well this morning, Lord, who is still in the hospital. We're praying that this might be his last day in the hospital as he moves further into his recuperation from his shoulder surgery. We're thankful, Father, for all those that are in the household of faith this morning. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who hung, bled, and died on yonder's cross, that we may have a right to the tree of life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and pray for all of the sick and the shut in everywhere, especially those of the household of faith. We thank you, Lord, that your will might be done in all of their lives, in all of our lives. We pray and thank you for sending your son down to hang, bleed, and die on yonder's cross, that we might have, as I said, the access to the tree of life. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much for everything you do for us. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the cloudy days. Thank you for the snowy days, the rainy days, and all the days that you give us, O Lord. They're your days, and we thank you for them. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that your will might be done in our services today, and that you may find them favorable and acceptable in thy sight. Father, we thank you so much for everything, and it's in Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Let the church say amen. Amen. This morning, as I said, we want to talk about just how important is the church today. There are many great institutions in the world today, but out of all the great institutions in the world, none are more important than the church. This is the main reason we need to make sure we are following the church that's named in the Word of God. We need to stay in a continuing relationship with the Lord's church. The preacher needs to teach on the church as often as possible. The teachers need to teach on the church to his class every chance he or she gets. The members need to never tire of hearing about the church. Let us see what the Bible tells us on this matter this morning. The church is important, was important to Christ. He is the builder of the church. He stated so in Matthew 16 and 18, our scriptural text this morning. He said upon this confession that Peter made, he said that he would build his church. It was from Peter that Jesus received the confession that lets us to know that it is not the ownership of, not owned by men, but was built and owned by Jesus Christ himself. The world is full of man-made organizations. Some are wealthy, some are not so wealthy. But the Lord's church was here long before any of them were ever thought of. None have a foundation like that of Christ, like the church of Christ. Notice in 1 Corinthians 3 and 11, for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The church is the bride of Jesus, according to Ephesians 5 and 23. And the church is, as well as the church, is the body of Christ. So Christ is the Savior of the body, and only he can place us into his body. Acts 2:47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The Lord's church is not an organization where one must be voted into. Instead, it is the Lord God who puts us in the church. And it's his orders that we must follow when we become a member. Now, I remember when I was a child growing up, or even before I left the South, I used to see hear people talk about the mourner's bench. And then every now and then you'd get somebody who'd come up and decide they wanted to be a member of that little old country church back in the woods. And they'd be jumping over the benches and things. And they say it was because they were happy because they had got the word of God in them. But I know better nowadays. The word of God is the word of God, and it's found in your Bible. The church is important to people who are in sorrow. When people are hurting, and today there's a lot of hurting going on. Children are hurting. Mothers and fathers are hurting. Grandmothers and grandfathers are hurting. We, as the name Bible Church, we who claim to be the people of Christ, need to be in the front of the church movement. We should be first to comfort others. We should have compassion on others, just as Jesus had on the multitude in Mark 8 and verse number 2. There's a great need for the church to show it has the love of Christ in it today. The church must not keep saying that it has the love of Christ in it, but it must show others that their duty to serve Christ, as he tells us to in the Bible. In Colossians 3:14, he tells us that above all things, put on charity. You know what charity is. Charity is love. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1, 2, and 3, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be buried and have not charity in it, it profits me nothing. Above all, you must have love one for another, church. You can have everything in this world, but without love, you are nothing. The apostle understood that no matter what he possessed, if he had not love, none of these things would mean anything. We like to talk about the programs of the church. We like to speak on what my church has as part of its program. We reach out to others to help others. The church has to help others and not just talk about the programs. If we are not helping others, what does it all mean? I don't care if you have 100 programs. If you don't help somebody, it's no good. We need to stand up and be willing to show our love, not just talk about it. We should be doing this and not doing this, and this is why the church is important today. The church is just as important today as it was when Peter made that confession back in 16 and 18, where the Bible says, And I also say it to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The church still has that mission today. We have to reach out to others. One of the brothers, I won't call his name because he didn't tell me to, but he was telling me of an incident that happened to him just, I believe it was today. how that a man approached him and poured out his heart to him. And you know, we have to be willing and ready to respond to people like that. We have to be willing and ready to show that our mission is to help others. We have to let them know we are from the Church of Christ. And the Church of Christ, how many churches can you find named in the Word of God? In the New Testament, just one. The Church of Christ. Upon this rock I will build my church. That presents it to ownership to Jesus Christ. So if he owns it, why not name it after him? And how many times have you ever drove by a church building when they say, where it says on the sign, High Mountain Rock Church of God and Christ. See, they got to put a founder in there for you. And if they put a founder in there, that means that person must be the owner of it. Or at least think he is the owner of it. But I got news for you. Only Jesus founded the church. And it says so right there in Matthew 16 and 18. The Church of Christ, upon this rock I will build my church. The church is still important today. We need to teach others what the Lord Church is all about. And in order to teach, we must be willing to practice what we preach. The church is important for the scriptures today. The Bible is being rewritten and reinterpreted every day you look around. Somebody else is talking about what the Word of God really means, and they rewrite a Bible and they say this is the true word here. Man is changing God's word to what he thinks it should mean. God didn't ask for our help in interpreting the Bible. Now, I'm not saying that you can't read an interpreted Bible, because it's good for us to understand what the Word of God is all about saying. But when you rewrite that text and you make it sound like what you want it to sound like, that's not right. Because I remember reading in 2 Timothy, I believe it is, chapter 3 and verse number 16. It says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Now, if God inspired it, who are we to change it? In 3:16, we have the purpose statement of the Bible. This tells us we don't need anybody to rewrite any new Bible, to rewrite a Bible. The church today is just as important as it was in the first century. Though we have gotten somewhat away from the teachings of the truth, we are still on the battlefield against Satan, and the Word of God is still the only tool that we need to teach the truth. If the church has a falling away from it, teaching of the truth, this means that that church has fallen away from the roots, in which is the Bible and the Word of God. Jesus is the only builder of the church. There's only one Bible-based church in the Bible. There's only one God who can make the claim of the one church. When one is more in doubt about the truth, he should be ready to get the guide, and the guide is the Bible. One should be our guide, no matter whether we're age 80 or we're age 18. The Bible should be their guide. The Bible is the only book which tells us of the faith of men of old. I remember reading in Genesis 5 about Enoch. Enoch walked with God for 300 years. Can you imagine 300 years, rain, sleet, or snow, Enoch walked with him. 300 years. Oh, remember reading about Abraham, who stood on the promises of God. Or Noah, even though the earth had never seen rain, he continued to build an ark when he was told to do so by the Lord. These are the people who had faith in God's word when ordered to trust in God. They did. Just in case of the many who deny God and his church today, just go to his book and read through his resume and look at the accomplishment section of his resume. See what God has done and continues to do and will continue to do for us. The church is and should be our first step on Sunday morning. Our first stop on Sunday morning. How, preacher, can one become a member of the Lord's church? You come by hearing the word in Romans 10:17, believe in Jesus, the Son of God, in Mark 16:16, repent of your past sins in Luke 13:3, confess Christ, your faith in Christ in Romans 10:10, be buried with Christ in baptism in Acts 2:38. The church is important today on so that the truth may be taught to those who don't know the truth, to those who don't know Christ and the pardon of their sins, to teach of a man who was born of a virgin, who lived in a persecuted life, who died on yonder's cross so that we might live. The church is bringing Christ to the lost today. Today is the day the church is extending the word to all who would believe. I didn't plan to be long this morning. I'm about ready to close out. I know some of you are happy. I know that the word of God is important to all of us, because otherwise many of us, some of us, wouldn't be here. That there's a football game on sometime today. Doesn't. See, I count on Brother Hill to back me up on those kind of statements when I make them. And some of you I know may be a little bit more concerned about the ball game than about the word of Christ. But I want to put it, what's important, put your priorities. Getting them in order means that the word of God comes first. And I know as I look out and I see the empty seats here this morning, I know that somebody somewhere decided that they had somewhere else to go. Lest the word of God still be spoken. And when I look at, I'm so glad this morning that God has allowed us to be here. You know, many that started on the journey the same day that you started on your journey are not here any longer. Many that started on the same day that I got started are not here any longer. I know this to be true because people are dying every day. I think the quote I gave you a few Sundays ago was a we'll keep speaking God's word. We speak God's word when we want to know the truth, because God is truth. God is love. When I think about it, and I look out in the audience, and I don't see many pews feel like normal, I begin to wonder to myself. But I can't force them to come to church. Heart to come to church. People use any excuse they can. The weather is too bad outside, but I got to work tomorrow. My car ain't running right and it's dirty. I need to clean it up. Think about all the people who came along. I think about my grandparents who took me to that little church back in the when I was a little boy growing up. But nevertheless, I didn't know any difference. Now I knew different, so I do different. And I'm so glad that the Lord has allowed me to make it to this point that I've made it to. I may not ever take another step in my life, but he's given me 72 years plus of steps to take. I may not make it to the church house anymore, but I may have to be rolled in the next time I come in. But nevertheless, God has given me life to this point. And somebody was talking to me the other day, and talking about me and my car. It's not easy getting in and out of it anymore. But it's still sitting in the garage. And I'm so thankful this morning I have had an audience that stood by me through all I've been through and through all I'm going through and through all you're going through. I'm with you all the way. Now the word of God prepares us, our heart. But if you would like to become a member, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. If this is your desire, we sing a song.